Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 145. Sing hymn 145.
Trusting as the days go by, trusting Him what held before, trusting Jesus there is all, rightly God His Spirit found into this poor heart of mine. Now He lives, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, God is all. Trusting as the moment's fine. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting Him what I'll be fine. Trusting Jesus, God is all. So if my way is clear, He will if the path be dear. If in danger fall in prayer, trust in Jesus, God is all. Trust in as the moment's fine. Trusting as the days go by, trusting Him what held before, trusting Jesus God is all. Trusting Him our lives shall last, trusting Him to all has been past. Till within the judgment bar, trust in Jesus, God is all. Trusting as the days go by, trusting Him like ever before.
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can continue with our family altar. For this tonight's family altar, let us read Psalms 54. Let us turn to Psalms 54. Psalms 54. This is a psalm of David. They are all together 7 verses. Let us read Psalms chapter 54, verse 1. Save me, O God, by thy name, and vindicate me by thy might. 2. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. 3. For insolent or strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before them. 4. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is... Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will requite my enemies with evil. In thy faithfulness, put an end to them. 6. With a freewill offering I will sacrifice to thee. I will give thanks to thy name, O Lord, for it is good. 7. For thou hast delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. Alright, so this is Psalms chapter 54. If you look at the topic or the title given, it is quite similar with the one that we have done on the Psalms 52. These two incidents tell us about that time when David fled from King Saul. So in the chapter 54, here says to the choir master. So again, we know that this is a song. So it is for the temple and the public worship. And here says with string instruments. So these string instruments can refer to the harp or to the lyre or lyre. So all these are string instruments. So it is sung during the worship in the house of God. And again, just as like the one in the Psalms 52, here said it is a maskil of David. So we have mentioned maskil means it is an instructive psalms. It gives instruction to men so that they are able to be wise, to be skillful, to know the position that they are in and the cause of the action to be taken. Alright, and here the background tells us when the Ziphites went and told Saul, David is in hiding among us. Alright, so this is the title given to us. In the Psalm 54, altogether there are 7 verses, and we can just divide these 7 verses into 2 parts. So the first part, it is from verses 1 down to 3. Again, we repeat, Psalms 54 can be divided into 2 parts. The first part, verses 1 down to 3, it tells us about the complaint of David and the prayer for help. And the second part, from the verses 4 down to 7. So this second part tells us about the assurance of God's favor and deliverance, and telling us about the thanksgiving, the gratitude to the Lord God. Alright, so Psalms 54 can be divided into 2 parts. So in the first section, in the prayer of David, this is verses 1 and 2. In the verse 1 here, David in his prayer said, "Save me, O God." And in the lower part says, "And vindicate me." Alright, so this is the request of David. He asked God to save him and to vindicate him. And of course, the basis for his request is the lower part of this verse. In the verse 1, here says, "Save me, O God, by thy name." Alright, so here tells us about the name of God, by thy name. So when we say by thy name, it tells us about who God is. It tells us about the understanding of the nature, the attributes, and the characteristic of God. Alright, so David at the time turned to the Lord God, "Save me, O God, by thy name." So he knows the God that he worshipped. And of course, it is also for the name of the Lord. And the second basis of his request, it tells us about the might. So in the lower portion says, "And vindicate me by thy might." So it tells us about the strength of the Lord. It tells us what the Lord he has done. Alright, so individually, of course today, we know the Lord whom we worship and his might and his power and what he has done throughout our life. So definitely we will turn back to him. So in his prayer, David says, "Save me, vindicate me." Alright, so this vindication is important because David knew the position that he was in. He knew that he was not in the wrong. He was one who walked in the way of the Lord, in the righteousness of God. Alright, so praying for vindication, it is an important area of the prayer. If today we know that we have fallen short of God, so how will He answer to our prayer when we are in need? So at the time, David knew that he was not in the wrong. So in his prayer, apart from asking the Lord to deliver him, to save him, but one very important part, it is to pray that the Lord vindicate him. Let us refer to Psalms 26. Psalms 26 verse 1. Psalms 26 verse 1. Verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Alright, so here David asked also that the Lord clear him of all blame, because he knew that he walked in the integrity of his heart. So similarly today, when we pray for the help, for the deliverance, that the Lord save us, so we must make sure that today we are those who walk with integrity. Alright, that we are free, we are clear from any blame. So we turn back, Psalm 54, verse 2. So David says, hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. Alright, so here tells us about the prayer of David. And in the verse 3, so verse 3 tells us about the background to these psalms. Here says, for strangers or insolent men have risen against me. And the second one, ruthless or oppressors seek my life. Alright, so here some will say that it refers to two groups of people. So the upper portion, the strangers, here tell us about the Ziphites. Alright, the Ziphites. And the ruthless man or the oppressor, the lower portion, here tell us about King Saul and his army. Okay, let's refer to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 23. 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let us read verse 15 first. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 15. And David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. So here tell us David knew that the Saul was coming to take hold of him. Then in the verse 15, let's read now verse 19 down to 24. 19 to 24. Then the Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, does not David hide among us in the stronghold of Horesh on the hill of Hakilah, which is south of Jeshimon? Verse 20. Now come down, O king, according to all your heart's desire to come down, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand. Alright, so this was the plan of the Ziphites. 21. And Saul said, may you be blessed by the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Alright, so at the time, this King Saul, he made use of the name of the Lord in vain. He told them, blessed by the Lord. And here the reason says, you have compassion on me. But the thing is that we know that David, he was not one who walked in the righteousness of God. So why did Saul seek to kill David? Because of his jealousy, because of his anger, because of his pride. Because many turned to David, many praised David. So therefore, he had jealousy in him, and it caused him to have anger. So he had this evil plan against David. But yet, here now, when he was seeking to kill David, now here the Ziphites, they were in cahoot with the king. So he even says, may you be blessed by the Lord. So he take the name of the Lord in vain. And here says, because you have compassion on me. So these Ziphites, in a way, they were those, all right, they were those who were the sympathizers of Saul. But the problem is, they sided men. They did not walk in the righteousness, but they walk in the evil way. And in the verse 22, go, make yet more sure. So King Saul wanted to be more sure. Know and see the place where he is, where his haunt is, and who has seen him there. For it is told me that he is very cunning. Alright, so he in their midst talked bad about David. See therefore and take note of all the lurking places where he hide, and come back to me with sure information. Then I will go with you. And if he is in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah. So here says, and they arose and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Alright, so here tells us at that time, the Ziphites, actually the Ziphites, they were the city of Ziph. It is in the hill country of Judah. So actually they were kinsmen, but yet at that time they went against David. Alright, so David in the Psalms 54 verse 3 says, they were likened to the strangers. They were those who betrayed him. Alright, but the thing is that at the time they were in cahoot together, the Ziphites together with King Saul. And here says, they were all party of the evil deeds. Alright, so in the verse 3, Psalms 54 verse 3, the last line says, they do not set God before them. So they were those who did not fear God. So they were not also handling matters concerning God, but it is personal matters. It is the matter of because of the hatred, the jealousy of King Saul. So it is a pity here at that time that they were in the partnership to want to do evil. And of course, it was not only the first time that the Ziphites did this. Let us turn back 1 Samuel chapter 26. 1 Samuel chapter 26. Let's read verses 1 and 2. Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, is not David hiding himself on the hill of Hakilah, which is on the east of Jeshimon? So Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph with 3,000 chosen men of Israel to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Alright, so not only once, but twice they betrayed David. So here, as we know in the Psalms 54 verse 3, there is this word Selah. As we have mentioned, commentators, they do not know what is the meaning of this Selah, but there is a conjecture. They say that it is a pause of the singing, but the music will continue to be played. And at the time, it is a call for us to reflect. So here tells us about the evil deeds. They were in the cahoot. They were not walking in righteousness, but they were walking in the evilness. Let's refer to Proverbs. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, let us read verse 10 and 11. Proverbs chapter 1, 10 and 11. My son, if sinner entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us wantonly ambush the innocent. Let's continue. 14 to 16. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way of with them. Hold back your foot from their path. Verse 16. For their feet run to evil, for they make haste to shed blood. Alright, so here tells us today, let us not have one heart, one mind with those who walk in the evil. Alright, so this was the first part in the prayer of David. He prayed for the Lord to save him, to vindicate him. And in the second part, of course, here tells us about the deliverance of the Lord. So verse 4 and verse 5. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. Alright, so not only towards David, but to those who walk in the way of the righteousness. So the Lord will be their helper. The Lord will save. So in the 1 Samuel, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23. 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let us read 25 down to 28. 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let us read from the verse 25 down to 28. Verse 25. And Saul and his men went to seek him, and David was told. Therefore he went down to the rock, which is in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. So Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was making haste to get away from Saul, and Saul and his men were closing in upon David and upon his men to capture them. Alright, so here says, King Saul already closing. But thank the Lord. The Lord was his helper. The Lord opened the way. 27. When a messenger came to Saul saying, make haste and come, for the Philistines have made a raid upon the land. So at the time, God provided this. God arranged for this, that the Philistine now came to raid the land. So Saul has no choice. 28. So Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistine. Therefore the place was called the Rock of Escape. Alright, so thank the Lord. At the time, the Lord hearkened to the prayer of David, so the Lord opened the way. We turn back, Psalms 54 verse 5. So now David says, the Lord will return or reward the enemies with evil. In thy faithfulness put an end to them. So the Lord opened a way. So there is a comparison here. The Lord will help, will save, will take care of those who walk in the way of righteousness. But those who walk in the way of wickedness, evilness, the Lord will requite upon them. And the last section here, of course, the second part tells us about from the verses 6 and 7. Now David, he gave thanks to the Lord and he says he will offer free will offering. So this free will offering is not prescribed by the law, but it was a free will offering. He says, I will give thanks to the name of the Lord, for it is good. Alright, so verse 7, for thou hast delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. Alright, so David was one who walked in the way of righteousness, so he prayed that the Lord vindicate him, and the Lord delivered him. So today we thank the Lord. The Lord will definitely deliver us from the evil man. As a conclusion, let's turn to 2 Thessalonians. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. And that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from evil or from the evil one. So thank the Lord today. We know that the Lord will deliver us from wicked and evil men. And he will strengthen us and he will guard us for he is faithful. So let's be like David in the time of trouble. Let us continue the way of righteousness and let's continue to pray to him. Now we will say here, let's continue to pray for each other, pray for the church, pray for the country, the situation that we are in. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, my next Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord, we end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and guide. Amen.